You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. Week 152 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And it's the leftovers. So you're like, where can I get all my Star Wars and superhero news? Listen to yesterday's episode. Where can I get my WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion? Tomorrow's episode, 420. Stoner.
Forgot what day it was. Quit. So why are you stoned on Tuesday?
Put down the reefer.
I thought it was 420 today.
Do you think out of all of our listeners, anyone listens to this podcast high?
I think they should.
I think they shouldn't. Because drugs are bad. You liberal hippie.
All right, but I think it may be more enjoyable or less enjoyable. I don't know.
I think it might be less enjoyable.
You'd be like, whoa, I can't follow
like,
this.
God damn, this
like,
is
I already couldn't follow it. So, or yeah. That could be, you'd be like, that went on forever.
Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
And you're like, damn, it's been how, like yesterday's episode was like an hour and 16 minutes.
You're like, whoa, what are they going to do the rest of the week? Man, craziness.
More. We said there was a lot of news this week.
We did. It was just kind of.
But we also talked about Ray Romano for way too long.
That's true. We had a 20 intro of like, okay, so Infinity Wars. Yeah, but you know Ray Romano and Bill Cosby. You know, how did they get their show started?
Yeah. Why is Bill Cosby called Cliff Huxtable?
Yes, these are the answers. And the thing is, we talked about it and we still don't have the answers to the questions.
Because I think when you're black, it's harder to bank on your name.
Yeah, they're like, we got to call him Cliff, though. We'll call it the Cosby Show.
Well, maybe if they called him Bill Cosby, they thought that'd be his real life. And I think it was like a fantasy version of a black person's life, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I never watched the Cosby Show.
I think
Show,
so.
Because I knew he was a rapist his whole final life.
Liar. I didn't know, and I watched it.
I just don't trust a man who
loves
Jell-O pudding like pops and Pink's hot dogs. He was a big fan of Pink's hot dogs. I went there one time and I saw the Bill Cosby dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just roofies all of it.
All around.
Yeah. Let's get into the leftovers. Mm-hmm. Let's get away from date rape.
Yeah, that's good. That's a smart decision always.
Yeah. Unless you're listening to Sublime's Greatest Hits, in which case you listen to date rape.
Yes. Good song.
Good song.
Good song. So that's the one exception to the rule. Yeah. Jungle Book news. So Warner Brothers is like, hey, Jungle Book movie came out. We have a Jungle Book movie coming out called Jungle Book Origins.
That we pushed back.
That we pushed back a year. It's the Andy Serkis Jungle Book. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to change our title from Jungle Book Origins to Jungle Book, you know? Because that one's called The Jungle Book, and we're going to be Jungle Book, and we like to confuse people.
Yeah. So I just want to say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, even though no one said anything against me.
No. No one disagreed, yet you were telling them.
Yeah, I was like, this is what's going to happen. I'm a genius. You have to realize we recorded the episode on Sunday, and then this news came out on Monday.
Yes, so we talked about it before it even happened. So we didn't piggyback on. Oh, this original idea. No,
but technically the episode was available to listen to on Monday because I posted both episodes the same night.
Ah, yes.
So
it was on the internet.
It was on
in the capacity before the news came out.
Yeah, just the blog post was posted Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about the second part then already.
Yeah, go into it.
Jungle Book 2 is already in the works at Disney with Jon Favreau maybe returning. He's in talks to return.
Yes.
I think he should.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the movie. You'll hear about that on Thursday and Friday probably.
So with the news of this sequel, it seems like potentially these two movies could go head-to-head in a reasonably short amount of time.
Yeah.
The sequel and the new one from Warner Brothers.
Which I told you so.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel like I should, looking back on the history of this podcast, I should feel more confident with my predictions.
Yeah. Because a lot of stuff happens, though. Like, there's no.
I want to. Well, that'd take forever because we've been doing this for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fully, almost.
Yeah.
It's a lot of content to skim.
Mm-hmm.
But if I made all my weird predictions, like I said, Batman vs. Superman is going to be bad.
Yep.
I called that like such a long time ago.
Like, it's all going to be so dark and like I had this so crazy dream.
Yeah, I had like a fever dream that it was going to be terrible. I called it.
Yeah. You're right.
And this.
Right. I thought that S, that hope, but no.
No.
No hope on that S.
I need to rub it in Carol's face. She was like, why would you say that, Drew? This movie's going to be great. And I was like, no, what if it's not good, though?
Yeah. Yeah. There's always potential. And the track record showed it wasn't going to be good, yet no one wanted to see the track record.
Yeah.
No one wanted to go.
No one wanted to listen to the podcast.
No.
No. I showed you.
They want to be like,
I don't listen to the podcast anymore.
Yeah. I'm done with that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think this is genius on Disney's part. Yeah. Compared to my other thing, which I was like, re-release the movie in theaters against this.
Exactly.
That's a terrible idea because Jungle Book
doesn't hold up. the cartoon.
The cartoon doesn't hold up.
No.
Compared to what just came out.
And I think Disney's just having a fun time, like, going against Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
I think ever since, like, they started to have their superhero universe, they're like, poking the bear, as I say. They're like...
Not Baloo.
Not Baloo the bear, but, like, just poking the studio. They're like, they're trying to screw them over, it seems like, at every turn. They're trying to hurt Warner Brothers. They're going to make up their own magic universe for Harry Potter and be like, we're going to go against your wizard stuff. Because
that's
just don't
a
like
tough
you.
Sell.
That one's like impossible.
That's impossible to go
and
against.
And like the Lord of the Rings stuff.
Also impossible to go against, but I think if a studio can do it. What's like the... Well, wasn't there talks of there being like a Fairy Godmother movie?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I think so.
Fairy Godmother, or like the fairies from Maleficent?
I think,
a spinoff or something?
Uh-huh.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Elsa kind of had like witchcraft powers, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was witchcraft. In the movie.
Yeah.
So.
That's kind of what, like, well, the Elsa thing. That's what, like, is that Warner Brothers? Who's making that movie?
What?
The Huntsman, who makes those movies?
I think Universal.
Universal.
Or Paramount.
Okay. Yeah. They're jumping on that Frozen thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how the Frozen type character.
The Winter's War.
It's like the Winter Soldier, but winter.
Yeah.
People like the word winter, right?
And we have Thor in it, so people might get confused.
Yeah, we like to confuse people. We try to confuse people. It doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
And then some bizarre news. Disney also like poking at Peter at Warner Brothers again. Because Warner Brothers made that terrible Peter Pan movie.
And then another studio's making one too.
Yeah. Peter Pan's the new Robin Hood.
Yeah.
As far as making.
Which, well, like Robin Hood, none of those movies have come out yet.
No, but like this is in the same vein. Yeah, that's true. Peter Pan, they've made a bunch already. But, basically, it's just another studio or another piece of IP in the public domain that everyone can touch. So Disney's making their own live-action Peter Pan movie. So
this is, I feel bad because after I saw The Jungle Book, I asked my friend, I was like, what do you think the next live-action movie is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And I totally forgot that they announced this.
Yeah.
So we were making predictions. I did not predict it would be Peter Pan.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that either, especially because there have been so many. Yeah. And Hook was a great Peter Pan movie.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I don't need another.
Some people would disagree with us, but I agree with you.
I love that movie.
Filipino pirates are great.
Yes. Rufio, man.
Yeah.
It's a great character. He could have his own movie.
I would watch that movie.
It would be great. Rufio's origin story.
He looks pretty good still, I think.
Yeah.
What's his name? Danny Bosco.
Except he's dead.
Like. Well, no, I mean like if they did like a movie while Peter Pan leaves.
But honestly, they can't get the same
actor.
But oh yeah, I love that. Like Peter Pan leaves, and then Rufio rallies them, and he's like, "This guy left us."
Do you think?
But they don't really turn against Peter.
Do you think they make a nod to Rufio in this movie? Let's put down.
I would hope so, but I doubt it.
Just like a little nod, like a little Asian pirate with three red mohawks.
I would love that. I hope so.
I would love that too.
I hope so. But I don't know if it's beloved enough for them to do it.
Just a little cameo thing.
Yeah, I could see it. I hope. We can hope. They both Disney. They're
better
referencing
than skateboarding.
Them they're big
pirates.
Reference. Disney's a big reference people, so.
Yeah.
You could see it.
Yeah, but I guessed. My guess was Lion King.
That would be awesome, too.
Especially after you see The Jungle Book, you're like, this is a natural fit.
Yeah. How did they not do Lion King?
My friend guessed Hercules, and I was like, that would be tough.
It'd be hard to do.
Hercules movies don't have a good hit track record either.
Yeah, there's a ton of those too.
But I'd be very interested in who they cast.
Two came out the same month. Like, was that last year?
Last year. is one was the Rock, and the other one was I think it was Sam Rockwell. Not
like
Sam Rockwell.
It was like the Legend of Hercules, and then like Hercules or something. Yeah.
Who they cast as, was it the choir? What are they called?
Like the three women.
Yeah, I think it's more than three.
I forget what they're called. They got a specific name.
Yeah. The chorus? Was it called the chorus?
Don't know.
Let me see.
Let's look it up.
This is painful. I don't know.
Anyways.
The Gospel Truth.
I guess they don't have a name, maybe.
It's like a thing, though. Like, it was in the Muses.
Muses.
There was five of them.
Five of them.
Okay. Beyonce totally gets one of those, right? You pretty much read.
Oh, yeah.
You just cast Destiny's Child?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, that would sell like a bajillion dollars.
But they haven't done. Have they done musicals of their live action yet?
Like, no. Jungle Book had three songs in it from the original.
Yeah. Oh, so did they?
Which I think were all the original songs. Mm-hmm. I'm not too familiar with the soundtrack in the original one.
Yeah.
But I know Bare Necessities, I Want to Be Like You or whatever it's called, or Just Like You, I think it's called, and Trust in Me, which I only knew about because Scarlett Johansson sings the version in the new one. Like, they don't show it in the movie, but it's during the credits.
Yeah.
So as soon as I like was driving home, I was like, I need to listen to that song.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like so like, oh, it's so sexy or something. Oh, it's her voice.
Yeah.
She sings in another movie,
it's like
too.
Her, man. It's like her.
That's why I can't watch that movie anymore. Because like, I'll get caught like Pee Wee Herman in a movie theater.
I like snake.
Yeah.
You know, you watch Jungle Book and you're like, I like that snake.
Yeah, the snake's like, real sexy.
I don't remember the snake being like this in the animated movie.
Yeah, I thought it was more of like a goofy character.
Because the snake is voiced by the same guy that voices Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I forgot what his name is.
In the animated movie. It's a lot weirder.
Yeah. Because I'm like, ooh, Mr. Rabbit. I lost my honey. Oh, Tigger. It's like, okay, this is weird.
Like, whoa. Don't want to mix like, those two.
Scarlett Johansson was like, hey.
A lot different. They went in a different direction.
Where are you? Why are you in the forest? No, which isn't sexy when I do it. But like, you know what I'm going for. It's like really like sultry.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And I like it because it sounds like the 60s song. So it sounds like something you'd hear in, like, maybe, like, a bar. Like, I forgot what the style is called. But it's, like, very Mad Men, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So I dig that. Because sometimes I like to wish that I could smoke cigarettes at work and drink,
drink all day
in the office and just have sex with anyone and drive drunk and beat women and plan my trip to the moon and stuff like that.
World of Mad Men.
Yeah, it's crazy. Men were so powerful back then. And we really gave all those powers up, you guys. Like, this is... Women should look at how generous we are.
No credit for that?
Yeah, no credit for all the stuff we stopped doing. They just keep on getting on our case.
I'm not even going to... I was going to go bad places. I'm not going to go
Let's
there.
Not do that. It's good for Bill Cosby, you know? That's all I'm going to say. Keep fighting that fight.
He stopped, right?
Yeah. He's a giver-upper. Give her up.
Give her up.
Okay, it's we're not doing this anymore. Yeah, I'm not going to.
All right, moving on. We got some Fast 8 news. Scott Eastwood has joined the cast of Fast 8.
Yeah.
So getting a start, and they got Charlize Theron. Now we got Scott Eastwood. They're putting people.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll replace Paul Walker somehow.
Yeah. We'll find a way.
Find a way.
Hopefully it's an Australian woman or the son of like one of the most famous actors of all time.
Yeah. Will that work? Let's see.
Kingsman news. This is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Very crazy.
Sir Elton John is in talks.
Yeah, that's insane.
What capacity do you think he's going to be in this movie? Himself? Okay, first, do you think he's going to play himself?
I'm going to go with yes, he's going to play himself.
Do you think maybe he's going to be like a Mark Hamill type character this time? Or do you think he's going to be
maybe he's
villain?
Like
kind of like in Harold and Kumar 3, where Neil Patrick, he's not a villain, but like, yeah, he's like a caricature of himself.
Nah. Maybe he's like been part of the Kingsmen all along, or it's like...
Like he's the head of the Kingsmen?
Yeah, but like...
But I feel like his style and like the Kingsmen style are very different.
True.
Because last time I saw Elton John, he was wearing like an Adidas tracksuit. And he was heavy.
But I assume he's got to be a good guy. I assume he's got to help them in some way.
No, I think he's going to be a bad guy. All right. I think he's going to be
I'm gonna go
the
with
worst.
Good guy, you go with bad guy.
I think this movie is going to be very homophobic.
Just start attacking him. Yeah. He's like, I hate you guys.
Like, you know what we have in common with the British? We hate our gays. That's how. And then the next bit of news for this movie.
Yes, Channing Tatum has joined the cast of The Kingsman.
So yeah, it's going to be Aaron Eckhart and Channing Tatum beating up gay guys.
I think the speculation, he'll be like, he may be the American equivalent of the Kingsman agent or something.
Yeah.
So I think he should just play the dude from 22 Jump Street. He should just be the same character.
Yeah.
And that character should just travel between universes. Well, they're doing that Men in Black one.
Yeah.
We'll
so
bring that up now, I guess. Plus,
yeah. The new title for the next 23 Jump Street got revealed, and it's the crossover with Men in Black. So it's called MIB23. What do you think of this?
Do you think it will be called MIB23 or MIB23?
MIB23. Do you think this is confusing for people who are like, what happened to Men in Black 4 through 22?
Yes, very confused. But I'm all for it because, I mean, I
do you
prefer
think this
the
is
Will
take,
Smith.
Do you think this is going to be in an alternate history where 21 movies came out?
Yeah, you think like 20, like those...
Or whatever.
Everything
math?
In the credits
movies came out?
Is canon, and that all happened in real life. Could be.
Yeah, could be.
Could be. I mean, they're getting pretty ridiculous on those movies, so I wouldn't be shocked. But I'm curious to see what this movie entails, but I hope they have like a plan for it rather than, oh, this is cool, two ideas mashed together.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Weirdest. Okay, so this new movie got announced called SCOOB. And it's a new Scooby-Doo movie. It's an animated movie. I believe it's an animated movie.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
definitely
to
animated.
Launch a Hanna-Barbera movie universe. Because that's what everyone's been clamoring for. Yeah. I really
give
miss
me
my,
more universes.
Give me more Magilla Gorilla.
Yeah, give me some wacky races.
Don't joke around about that. That's
yeah. That's why I literally asked. Give me some wacky races.
Fast and Furious meets Wacky Races.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
It's owned by the same people, right? Universal owns Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Shit, this could happen.
You
man.
Can do it because I think, like, they do just as ridiculous things
in
Fast
Wacky
and Furious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both of those things do as ridiculous things as each other.
Yeah.
That they obviously work very well together.
I feel like a lot of Wacky Races stuff wasn't PC though. Like, there's, like, the midget mobsters.
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
if they're called that, but
yeah,
that's what they were.
Yeah, but then in the actual...
And not enough brown people. I think, like, the brownest person is, like, the undead Frankenstein family.
Well, you change it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't gotta go with the same exact cast of characters.
I mean, this isn't even happening, so...
I know, we're talking about stuff that's not even real right now.
Like, Wacky Races is the equivalent of, like... What was that show called? The Gummy Bears? What was it called? Disney Channel show?
Disney Channel. Gummy Bears?
My point exactly. No
I don't
one
even know what that
it.
Is. Yeah.
Exactly.
But people remember Wacky Races.
I don't think so.
Really?
Because I thought...
We got to put a poll up there.
Yeah.
Find out who knows about Wacky Races.
It's like... It has to be someone between like our parents... And someone in their 30s. I think that's the demographic you're going after for Wacky Races.
Yeah, but I feel like the gummy bear thing, that happened when we were kids, right?
Yeah, I remember watching it when I was a kid.
So I'm just saying, like, we know about Wacky Races, and we're younger.
I only know about Wacky Races because I went to India when I was a kid, and they aired that in India a lot. That and Laugh Olympics, for some reason, aired a lot on like Cartoon Network in India.
Uh-huh. Huh.
In English, and that's why I watched it, because it was like one of the two English channels.
But I think there were like blocks of Hanna-Barbera. Like they had a whole channel at one point.
Boomerang, yeah.
Boomerang, yeah.
I think they still have it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're still showing that stuff. They're not rerunning this Gummy Bear show.
I don't know if they air Wacky Races a lot, though.
Maybe not Wacky Races so much.
It used to be
like the Flintstones and like...
Flintstones, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Magilla Gorilla, Jetsons. Hong Kong Phooey, Jetsons. Yeah, those shows.
Yeah, but every once in a while they do.
See, no one remembers Laugh Olympics either.
Yeah,
which I love know that show. Is. It was like the same thing but Olympics.
Oh, huh.
And it was like the Harlem Globetrotters because they had a cartoon.
Yeah, because they crossed over Scooby-Doo
with Scooby-Doo a lot.
In,
yeah,
in episodes.
So yeah. And then like Rockin' Bullwinkle is a separate universe, right?
Not sure. I think so. I think it's. I don't think it's the same.
Yeah. But
this title is odd too. Scoob.
Yeah.
I'm obviously stands for something.
Supernatural.
Oh, does it? Did no, they actually say what?
I don't think they said. I'm trying.
Okay.
To...
Okay. I can't even think of it.
Supernatural, cursed, or other boogies.
Boogies. It could work. It could be the name of the mystery team or something. Yeah. Their organization. They're not doing like their new version, right? Where they're like weird.
They're like hipster and shit?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. I assume you gotta go.
A lot of people don't like that.
You gotta go classic. Yeah. Gotta go classic. Ready Player One news. Mark Rylance just won an Oscar.
Yeah, for that commie movie.
Bridge of Spies.
Yeah, he's a communist in that movie.
Yes.
Let's not forget that.
So this is true. We gave an Oscar to a communist!
Yeah.
He was working with Steven Spielberg on that, and now he's back for Ready Player One with Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some Fahrenheit 451 news. They're making a movie, and HBO is making the movie.
Nice.
About Fahrenheit 451.
Cool.
Good book.
Bill and Ted 3. Alex Winter confirms that it's going to begin filming later this year.
This is another movie they talk about so much.
Yeah, it dispels the rumor that Keanu Reeves is going to be in the Defenders.
I thought he was going to be the like the Asian,
like the Fire protege dude. Of Stick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
But I wonder what they're going to do for this movie though. Ted 3.
They're going to realize that they did not do everything that they're supposed to, and the
oh yeah, we already know kind of the story, don't we?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh. Okay. That'll probably be it though. It'll be like we haven't done the song yet.
Do you think they're still living at home? They have to be. They're deadbeats.
They got to. Yeah, they don't have any. And their parents are pretty rich in that, both of them, right? Or not, maybe not.
Some,
rich.
I don't know how.
Maybe not rich.
Because like one of
like,
them, isn't he like in the military or
one's
something?
One's like a bank dude, right?
Yeah.
And then the maybe the other dude's like military.
Yeah.
I don't know. They seem well off enough.
I think that was in a different time when like you could be like, I was in the military and be like, I'm set for life.
Yeah, I think so. I think it used to be. You just get a job and then you'll be secure.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Not anymore.
No.
Do you think people, like, I was thinking about that the other day because I was talking to an older person and he's like, you know what's wrong with your generation? Like, you guys don't stick at a job long enough to get, like, the extra benefits. And I was like, excuse me, sir, I've been at my job for 8 years, so I get all the benefits I'm going to get.
Yeah.
And he was, because he was saying, like, at his company, after 6 years, you get 6 weeks of vacation a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I get. I get 6 weeks of vacation a year.
Yeah.
Brag, not even humble brag. Yeah. Straight up brag.
Yeah.
And but like people are shocked by that because I have a friend who works for Disney and he gets like 1 hour every 2 months or something.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. 1 hour every 2 months.
Yeah, it's like insane.
That's
how
6 hours
little he gets
a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that. Or maybe it's 1 hour a month or something.
Yeah.
So like, do you think people, our generation is ever going to learn that? Or do you think they're like, you know what, I'm tired and I'm going to switch careers? Because one of our friends
said that
she's planning on switching
careers. I don't think that's true. If you were to wait and get all those benefits, they're not equating to what it was like 30 years ago. jobs were just, you just, everything was either cheaper or...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the economy's been stagnant. Like, wages have not grown with as prices and everything's grown. So, I disagree with that whole premise. Because back in the day, like, even way longer back, like, the 50s, you could... Anybody who got, like, a normal job, they can, like own a house and do whatever.
Like, straight out of college.
Yeah. Now it's, like, you got to find specific jobs and do certain things. And it depends where you are, too, where you're living. Yeah. So, I don't know. But that's true. A lot of our generation does move around a lot, but I don't think...
Yeah, like, career changes, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I think you should have known this, like, in college that you wanted to do like, what you wanted to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not realistic.
No.
But the system isn't realistic.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you kind of have to get on a track.
You know what? Go to another country. Go to like Switzerland or something. I'm sure they'll.
Yeah. All those European countries, I think, accommodate all that stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, change it. Stay in college for 20 years.
At the same time, in Germany, they like expect you to know what you want to do for the rest of your life at 10 or something.
That's true. You got to go to specific schools.
Yeah.
It's kind of the opposite.
So, yeah. That was a weird hit.
Yeah. So they're making a Charlie's Angels reboot. And Elizabeth Banks is going to direct it. So bringing back those angels.
Charlie's. How likely do you think Anna Kendrick is one of these angels?
Pretty high. Yeah. Unless she says no.
Rebel Wilson.
I feel like... I don't know.
How diverse do you think they go? They went kind of diverse with the last one. They went to put an Asian person in there. Yeah. Do you think they go full black? Or maybe like Hispanic?
I think they go... I think
smart decision is to go Hispanic.
I think you got to go all diverse.
Three different races?
Yeah.
I mean, we had like a blonde haired, a red haired, and like a black haired.
That's pretty diverse. That's crazy. True. Good point. That's pretty diverse. Well, they already went Black Bosley. They went Bernie Mac. One of the old ones.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were pretty diverse in that one too.
I think Hispanic is the way to go. You go white, Asian, Hispanic.
I think that works.
You go Anna Kendrick, Jamie Chung, and oh shit, who am I thinking of?
Did we do this question one time?
No, we did it for Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Did we do it for something else though?
Probably.
I thought we did it something else.
We might have done it for this.
I feel like it was Charlie's Angels for some reason. I don't know. Probably because we didn't hear about this movie, so I don't know why it would come up.
I don't know who I'd do for the Hispanic. I need to look at my like funny Hispanic. Young actresses. Get someone from like a telenovela.
Yeah. Get a relative unknown.
Yeah.
Do that.
There you go.
And we got some How the Grinch Stole Christmas news. They're making an animated movie on that. And Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be the Grinch.
Yes.
She's got that very...
He looks like the Grinch.
He's got that voice. And he could play it live action. He looks more like the Jim, Jim Carrey
after
did.
The Cat in the Hat.
It's a creepy. I've never saw that movie, but
after that, it looked creepy. Seuss that trailer. Family was like never again. Well, not what's his real name? Shit, I used to know this.
I don't know.
It was one of my Jeopardy knowledge.
But yeah, like they're smart to do the animated ones because like they do so well. Like Horton Hears a Who and like the Lorax.
Yeah, like I like the Lorax. Those are Danny DeVito looks like a Lorax.
Yeah, those are good movies.
Except for the fact that I saw the trailer for The Simple Life of Dogs.
Uh huh.
And if you didn't know, it's made by DreamWorks.
Secret Life of Pets?
Is that what it's called?
Is it a different movie or same movie?
I think it might be the same movie.
Okay, it's The Secret Life of Pets, but made by the Minions people?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Because that's made by the same company.
Yes. That looks like a weird movie. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good to me.
It doesn't. It looks like a weird Homeward Bound.
Uh-huh.
Or Oliver and Company.
Yeah. Ah, that was a good movie. Yeah. Well, I don't know how it holds up. I don't think it holds up.
They re-released that when we were kids, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
which I think really
I loved
crazy.
That movie when I was a kid. It probably doesn't hold up, or I would have heard about it in recent times. But
that's the next movie they do live action.
Yes, Oliver and Company.
But yeah, it looks like that movie's like a Dr. Seuss movie because it has like the same animation style.
Uh huh.
It's like that really weird. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Avatar news. James Cameron's like, don't leave me out. I gotta talk about Avatar, because he doesn't stop talking about Avatar, it seems like, every time he opens his mouth. But they got release dates, which obviously are in flux and could change, because nothing seems to be nailed down with this project. But Avatar 2 coming in 2018, then Avatar 3, 2020, Avatar 4, 2022, and Avatar 5 in 2023. So getting a lot of Avatar is coming our way. I think I couldn't be more sick of a franchise that like barely started yet. Like, I'm just very irritated by all Avatar news that comes out, even though there's nothing that really comes out except that he keeps moving the dates. But I just hate hearing about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even hate Avatar the movie. It's just hearing about how they're going to make a second one and then nothing happens really annoys me. And I'm very irritated by it.
Because this is pretty well. This is pretty long time. Whoa, that was weird. Pretty long time, right? Like, 10 years almost after the first one?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like the first one came out in 2008.
I don't think it's quite that old. Let's see. Avatar. Let's see.
Yep, 2009.
2009, okay.
Yes. 9 years after the first one.
Yeah, so that's pretty crazy. But I think he's like trying to make a whole Avatar universe, and I think they're like, I don't think they're going to stay with the same characters, maybe.
I think that was a mistake.
I think. I don't know. I think, well, China loved this movie.
Yeah, but he's never done anything like this.
That's a good point. He's not like a big sequel guy, which just seems odd. Like, he must really love this universe, like this world.
I think he's getting too greedy.
Like, yeah.
I can't wait to see that balloon deflate.
Yeah. If these movies are successful, but he has such a good track record, mm-hmm. even though he's never done anything like this. I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so odd to me. But I mean, if they can bank it off like Man of Steel and stuff, I guess they're like, these are popular enough worldwide that even if domestic doesn't do so well, they'll be fine.
But to jump from one movie that did well to four additional movies, to me is crazy.
That is insane.
Because you know Avatar 2, 3, and 4 are all going to have cliffhanger endings.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to do something to keep us involved in the movie.
Yeah.
Which to me isn't a strong thing to do.
No.
Because this isn't Lord of the Rings. This isn't...
Yeah, it's Hunger not some, Games. It's this not something with pre like it's not content based on something. It's making up at all, and all we have is like, oh, we remember that one movie that one time that
was visually stunning, story was lackluster.
Yes, and doesn't really lead into anything else. It's like, oh, they're fine, they're together. He's living with them now.
He has legs now.
Yeah, like I don't care about, there's no more story for me to tell. Like maybe the humans come, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens.
But the unobtainium.
Yeah, it's like, who cares?
Keep it unobtained.
Don't obtain it. It's obviously, why'd you name it that? You shouldn't obtain it. Yeah. Obviously. It's in the name.
All right, let's move on to Jumanji news.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson might star in Jumanji, mm-hmm. which means Kevin Hart is going to play a little child and Dwayne Johnson is going to play Robin Williams'
character. I was stuck in a game and you freed me.
Yeah.
This seems odd. Odd. Like, I like both those guys and stuff, so I think it'll be funny. But
aren't they in movies together?
I think they're in the movie coming out.
Okay.
Called Central Intelligence.
I think this is just a big marketing ploy for that movie.
Possibly. They're like, they're teaming up now. You got to watch this movie because you can see how they work together.
It's crazy how his movies do really well, too.
Kevin Hart or Dwayne Johnson?
Kevin Hart. He has a really big pull. I don't know, like...
He's in so many.
Yeah, is it like one of those things where you just like throw a bunch of darts and eventually you're going to hit bullseye?
No, because he's in... all of his movies make money now.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any, like, bombs now. Like,
that's crazy to me.
Maybe he's been making them for a while, and I haven't noticed, and then all of a sudden he's just making money. He blew up. Yeah. But he's really big right now.
Yeah. Well, not literally.
No.
Still a tiny person. No,
still that size, but, yeah, he's blown up.
But call the crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. I would love to see him as Notorious B.I.G. Oh, the Tupac movie still finished.
Filming. Oh, they finished filming it?
Yeah.
Oh,
All nice. Eyes on Me.
Nice.
So there's that. Let's move on to TV news. Mm-hmm. Mad TV is coming back to the CW.
Ah.
And they said some of the original people are coming back. Bobby Lee has said he's not going to unless...
Oh, really?
Michael Key and Jordan Peele and Ike Barinholtz all return.
Oh, they're not coming back?
They're not coming back. Oh. No way they're going to come back. Are you kidding me?
You're taking all the all-stars and you're like, why would you... Like all that, they're doing a reunion.
They did a reunion.
Did we talk about that?
They already did
it. Oh, they already did it?
Yeah.
It already aired?
Yeah.
Well, I missed it. It must not be that great.
It aired on the CW, that's why.
Oh, that's lame. I thought it was going to be a whole thing, and it wasn't in my head. Yeah, so that if you're not getting the All-Stars at like Mad TV, like like SNL, they did a reunion and they got everybody.
Kind of. Eddie Murphy was there, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you got like, you still got some people, I guess. But like, this is like, if you're, yeah, you need the good people. Or there's no point, but.
You might as well call it All That.
Exactly.
Which is also getting reunion, which we talked about.
Yeah. Star Trek, the new show for CBS that's going to premiere on CBS and go to the web. They're CBS-based, whatever. Some news came out about it. It's not going to be set in the J.J. Abrams universe where he rebooted everything and like changed the timeline. So it's set in the original timeline from the original TV shows. It's going to take place between the original series and the Next Generation, and it's not going to take place on the Enterprise. Yes. So it's going to be a whole new crew of people, and that's all the news they really have of it. They don't really have any...
Is this the online show or something?
Yeah. It's the one...
Like, they're showing one episode on
TV. They're going to premiere it on TV and be like, oh, please subscribe to our CBS service so we can have our own, like, digital-only
Which
content.
Which means pirate it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Torrents.
Pretty much. But, yeah, this is supposed to be the big incentive to launch that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. Has there been a show that... I mean, I feel like that's iconic-ish. Like, pretty iconic.
It's pretty iconic
show. To go to a web-based.
I can't think of any shows that went just
strictly web-based. Yeah, I don't think anybody's done it.
Oh, no. Well, there's, like, the shows, like, I mean, Netflix picked up that they're like, we're going to save the show.
Yeah, that's true. There's plenty of those, but there's no, like, oh, this is a plan for a network to do, really.
I mean, they're the only ones that can really afford to do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because they get... Their ratings are crazy. CBS's ratings.
No, old people watch it. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's true. It's like NCIS is always like, and CSI, all those shows are always highly rated.
Yeah.
For some reason. Is it because they're Channel 2? Does that help?
I think
isn't
so.
That the default channel?
Well, it's not like when you turn on a TV now, it's like the same channel that you turned it off on.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, when you start a TV, it doesn't always start on Channel 2. Like, when you first ever get a TV. I don't know. I'm thinking a bunch of people are just keep... I don't know how to change the channel. I'm just leaving on two.
It's great. We get Mark Hammond or whatever his name is. NCIS. Mark Harmon.
Yeah. Although it doesn't help Colbert.
No.
He's like, we'll turn it when that comes on.
Turn it off. I'm just going
to
sleep.
We're done.
Yeah.
Mark Harmon's gone. And then Fear the Walking Dead news. It's been renewed for a third season.
That's
so
nice.
It's coming back.
F is Family has been renewed for season two. That's Bill Burr's animated series for Netflix. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
I didn't see it yet, no.
Pretty good. I liked it.
Okay, check it out.
It's like a little time capsule. And Game of Thrones news. A few more days.
Yes, we're almost back. We're almost back.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah, which means you're going to have to wait like 2 weeks to hear us talk about the first episode.
True. That's good because we're not going to be able to spoil anything, really. Unless you like are not up to date with the show.
Aware of anything.
Yeah.
And the last two seasons are going to be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess are the next two seasons? Because it's 8 seasons?
Yeah, I think they're going to end.
After season 8?
After season 8, yeah.
I'm nervous, man. I don't get...
Well, once we're out of the book territory, it's scary.
I get anxious about like the weirdest things.
Yeah.
I get anxious about a lot of things, but Game of Thrones gets me anxious.
You think it's
going to
be bad, or you think that like...
I just don't want certain characters to die.
Oh.
And I feel like I've been burned so many times by the show.
Yeah.
And it messes with me. Actually, no. Because all the characters that died that I liked were I knew. Like, I knew about two of the weddings. Or I knew about Ned Stark. Oops.
I didn't
know about the Red Wedding.
I actually didn't know about any of them, surprisingly, when I watched
it. Because I saw them online. Like, I saw like news of it online, and then I started watching the show.
I think that's the trick of the show. They're like, there's so many good characters. Like, I like a lot of the characters. But, yeah, I try not to pigeonhole myself down to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, who would I, if they died, would I be really mad? I don't know. Maybe if they killed all the dragons, I'd be like,
what's the name of the Jon Snow's wolf? Fang? Ghost?
Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, if they kill off Ghost, I'll be sad. If they kill off Ghost, I'm done with the show. I'm going to say it right now.
All right.
As a promise. That's serious.
Yeah, they gotta keep... They'll keep Ghost. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Because there's been many times on the show where I'm like, this is the main character. They can't kill this person off. And they kill him off every time.
That's true. So you don't want to be the main character. You want to be the offside story. They won't kill that. They won't kill that person. They're barely focusing on you.
Like the fat cat. Joffrey's fat cat.
Like...
Or whatever. Not Joffrey. His brother's cat. Mr. Village Plus or whatever.
Would you rather them go a whole season and then kill a character you liked? Or like Bran Stark, they didn't say, like, I don't think any of his favorite characters really Bran.
No.
But like, what if it was and you're like, oh, he's gone a whole season though?
Like, it's, and I know he's alive. He's going to come back eventually. You know, okay with that.
You're more okay with that than having a full season where they focus on your character more. No,
never mind.
Yeah, no, it's kind of hard. Like, you at least...
But the thing is, they don't kill off characters at the end of the season, always.
Yeah, it's always an episode or two before...
or like three episodes in, they killed certain characters.
True.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Which is, like... it's just smart, because they're like, it's at least you going like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like, well, it's like House of Cards. You're like, what?
Yeah.
That's what my thought was. Like, what?
Yeah, like, I can't believe that he just killed a dog straight in the first episode, like 5 seconds in.
Yeah, I thought they're going to develop that character, be like, oh,
Riku, this dog. He's going to, like, bring him back up to health and then shoot him in the face.
Yeah, of course.
That's what he's supposed to do with those
dogs. That's what's supposed to happen.
When you find a dog shot in the head.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about some MMA.
Remember.
UFC 199. In LA. This is happening.
Staples Center?
No, at the Forum.
Forum, huh?
Because they wanted to get either the Honda Center or the Staples Center, but
I guess the Staples Center like might have both playoffs.
Of them, yeah, both of them might have playoffs for Hockey Kings or the Ducks.
Hockey and Clippers.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So they couldn't get that, so they got the Forum. And that's the one where it's going to be Rockhold Weidman 2, Faber, what's his name? God damn it. Faber Cruz 3. And now we got BJ Penn is coming out of retirement and fighting Dennis Seaver, which is going to be... People theorize that originally if Conor McGregor... Because BJ Penn was sitting like ringside at the Nate Diaz-Conor McGregor fight, that Conor McGregor was supposed to win the fight and call out BJ Penn to come in, bring him out of retirement, but he's not. So he's fighting a guy who lost to Conor McGregor a few years ago and... was caught doing steroids years before that. So that's going to happen. Hmm. So I don't know how to feel about that. Hmm. And also, this is pretty cool, in my opinion. UFC Fight Pass, they're going to have like a UFC Fight Pass only fight.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is great because I pay for it. But my subscription runs out before this, so that kind of sucks. But Rafael Dos Anjos and... Alvarez are fighting for the title. So it's getting a title fight.
Nice title fight on Fight Pass.
On Fight Pass. Hmm. Which means I have to renew.
Yeah. Gotta get that title fight.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's it. Come back tomorrow. We reviewed some movies, some TV, some video games, and I'm gonna talk about this other game I forgot. And then a discussion question.
That's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.